Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good evening. Good evening. Hi, this is Rachel Miller, and I am your host for Straight Talk. I welcome you guys back. I am so excited that we are getting another chance to meet again. I hope all is well with you. This is the beginning of the week, and what a way to start off your week. So I speak blessings upon you. I pray all is well. Tonight we are going to talk about think like a man. Think like a man, I think not. Now, I don't know about you, we know that Steve Harvey has written the book Think Like a Man, Act Like a Lady, and it is so many different versions of things out here now where people are really wanting us, our society is wanting us to think like a man. Well, I want to handle some biblical principles on this situation at first, and then we can have some conversation. I'm going to get started, and after I get started, and when it's time for a comment or you have a comment or would like to ask a question, please hit 1, press 1 on your phone, and it will cue you in, and then I will know that you have a question, and I can call you in on the air. Okay? So let's get on this situation tonight. Think like a man. I think not. Well, I find that many women are thinking like men. They are really thinking like men, especially when it comes to relationships. I wouldn't per se say that they're thinking like a man in their everyday lives concerning their children and their workplace. But when it comes to relationships, we have many who have adapted the mentality of a man. Well, and I say that to say this, many of you are thinking with your body parts. That's what men do, most of them. However, this is a problem for us ladies. Thinking with your vagina and not your spirit is going to be detrimental to your health and your spirit. So I would probably try to rethink this. Maybe after this conversation, it'll give you another aspect or area to look at. Women were not designed or created to be compassionless. We're built with compassion and to be empathetic to people. I'm not saying that men are not compassionate or they're not empathetic, but let's just say they have a less dosage of it than we do. Okay? Now we can all agree to that. First of all, they were never meant to act like women, and women were never meant to think or act like a man. In fact, you are a direct extension of a man, made to balance this man out, you understand, not to be like him. So by no means do I want to be like a man. Yes, we do have women in society today that they are actually looking like men and acting like men, even trying to date women like men. So I, for one, do not attest to that. I don't agree with that. That's not my testimony. But this is going on. Now, God created you distinctly different from the man. So, guess what? You need to stay in your lane, ladies. It's just that simple. In Genesis 2 and 18, and I read out of the NIV, it says, "The Lord said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." It doesn't say just like him. It says, "I will make him a helper suitable for him." In Genesis 2 and 21, it says, "So the Lord caused man to fall asleep in a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place where the flesh was." In 22, it says, "Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of Adam," which was the man, "and he brought her to the man." Understand? He did not make woman first and then bring the man to the woman. He brought the woman to the man, which she didn't even have a name at that time. "So the man said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." Okay, so she is taken out of me, this man now realized. So just because she's taken out of me, I'm quite sure that Adam was not expecting Eve to think exactly like him. "Well, for these reasons, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be united to his," what, "his wife, and they will become one flesh." The problem is men are being united with women, but they're not their wives. They're shacking. They're just uniting with women, just having a whole string of girlfriends. And they're happy with that, but that's out of order too. Now, the woman Eve, she is very distinctive from all of the other creatures. God made, including Adam, did you hear that? We're different from every other creature that God made, including Adam. The birds, the animals, and Adam are all created out of the ground. Now, you will find this in Genesis 2 and 19, are from dust. And in Genesis 2 and 7, it's going to say, "But Eve is formed from a part of Adam. The special link between these two shall and shows how God has established them, man and woman, to be intricately knitted together to relate to one another, not compete or compare with each other, just to relate intricately." I mean, we're to be intertwined together in our coming together, not that we have to have the very exact same thought. We just need to be on the same page. The transplant that God conducts on Adam and Eve is much more than a physical sharing. You got to understand that. What he did was not just physical. It's a spiritual thing as well. The bond created between the two is intended to be emotional, spiritual, and intellectual. Now, in most relationships today, you're gonna get some emotion. I can guarantee you that. You're going to get some emotion. Now, you may even get the intellectual side, but most of the relationships are lacking the spiritual. This is where the problem is coming in at, Steve. This is why the proclamation follows the creation of Eve, which is in Genesis 2 and verse 24, for this reason. A man and a woman is supposed to be like-minded and as one flesh, joined, once they're joined in marriage. Now, like-minded here means in agreement, on the same page at least. Not the woman is taking over in the man's thoughts and his actions. I mean, I'm going to be just like my husband. I mean, I want to get along with my husband, but darn, I don't want to be just like my husband. Not in every thought and everything. I mean, where is the internet and the excitement in that? You know, us being slightly different is what draws us to one another anyway. Well, it's hard to make it to matrimony when the woman is against the man. If we're going to be against the man, fighting against everything he says, fighting against everything he's telling us, just rebellious, then you usually is not going to make it down that aisle. I mean, you'll just be shacking for life by either going from one man to the other. So it is time for us to start really thinking about our actions here. Stay in our lane, see how God wants us to act as a woman, and stick to that. I mean, each one of them have enough problems of his own for us to start trying to take on the other person's character traits. Now, you get to start thinking like a man, and guess what? Most of them play plenty of games. So now what are you going to do? Try to beat him at his game? You're going to always try to be one step up. You're going to always try to outwit him, outsmart him, outthink him. That's what we don't need. I mean, we don't need all of this stuff that it's just every. I mean, how is love a competition? Think about that for a minute. How is love a competition? My goodness. I mean, it's like this. We're trying to show the man up and we want to wear the pants too. That's not biblical. It is not at all. So if you're going to live your life the way the Bible tells you to live it, you need to line up. Okay, line up, line up. Everybody line up. Get in alignment already, all right? Let me tell you, a man and a woman are to become one and not divided amongst itself. Guess what? The Bible says in Mark 3:25, a house divided against itself, guess what? It cannot stand. So maybe you ought to look at that relationship that keeps failing and you keep going from one to the other into the, it's the same guy, just a different name, different place, different face, but the same identical situation you keep finding yourself into. Are you always divided in that relationship? Have you not came to jail yet in any relationship? I mean, everything ain't the man's fault, lady. Let's think about that. Everything is not their fault. They are. Got some things going on, man. You do. But everything ain't your fault. We just have to grow up and admit that. And listen, when you are worse single, ladies and gentlemen, you had your own identity. We all have our own identity. And I'm not trying to pick up somebody else's identity because I have a situation or a hard time, sometimes a problem dealing with my own identity. That is enough. We need to deal with who we are, who God made us to be, and work with that. And when you are joined in marriage, you can become one mind and one flesh. You no longer act alone. So that's the beauty of it. When you're single, you can make your own decisions. You ain't got to talk to nobody about it but the Lord. You know, you ain't got to be worrying about what this man is saying because you are not married. But when you get married, you have to come bring things to the table. You can't be around there running all nilly-willy. You going to be on the top always. The man is on the bottom. You going to control him. You going to have it your way. That's not a relationship. And that's where the problem runs in. You know, that's one of the reasons I get so sick and tired of hearing it, too. Our black men are saying that's why they don't want to date the black women, because we too bossy or we're not submissive enough. So they want to go to the white race mainly. Of course, you may think some other ones, but the white race, and they say that they're more submissive. You know, whatever they want to do, they just let them go ahead and do it. So they like it like that. Now, ask yourself, do you want to think like that? I know I truly don't. I do not want to think like that. I don't want to be out of order like that. Now, listen, let's talk about this submissive thing here for a minute, because this is part of the problem. In 1 Peter 3:1, it says, wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husband, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words, but by the behavior of their wives. Without words. You ain't got to beat the man up with your mouth all the time. You do not have to talk and scream and yell and curse at this man all the time. You can win him over without words. See, that's the key. That's key in that scripture right there. You don't have to talk all the time, ladies. show your husband, those of you that are married, show your husband the spirit of Christ by living and loving him through peace. And if you're not married, and if you're waiting to be married, as I am, guess what? This is your time, you know, to reassess some past relationships, see what happened, see where you were then, see where you are now, and that way when the man comes, go at it a different way. Y'all heard me, right? Go at it a different way. 1 Peter 3:2, it says, when they see the purity and the reverence of your lives, when your husband see a display of genuine love and worship for God and for him, he will take notice. I mean, no, he may not run off the church with you. Your boyfriend may not want to run off the church with you. He may not want to be going all to these Bible studies, doing everything you're doing, or whatever it is, reading the Bible, whatever. He may not want to do that at first. But if you just go ahead and show him how your life is as a worshiper and how you love him and love God and you reverence him, God, and you know how to respect and submit to him, trust me, he's going to want to know what you're doing. Verse 3, it says, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Let me tell you, just because you dress up, look good, got money, I mean, all that, that is just not the thing that's going to make this man just want to be with you. And see, this is the problem. You're thinking, oh, I got it going on. He better want to be with me. I'm the one upgrading him. I'm making him look good. All of this may be true. But if you just a dressed up mess with your contentious self, you raising sand all the time, every time you come around, you giving the doggone man, you put him through an interrogation. Well, maybe the problem is not that you're trying to think you should pick up the way he thinks, but you should figure out what you should be thinking. I think that's a better idea. Now, listen, single women. You need to take note, and you need to ask God to fix your spirit now. I mean, this is the whole point of being single. We think that, oh, it's a death sentence because we're single and we're waiting on a man. But this is the time to really get to know yourself, love on yourself, see what you really believe, just all of that. How do you really feel about a relationship? Do you want to be laid up in the bed every night with a man? Do you want somebody you have to answer to or talk to? Do you want somebody? And don't be just wanting them. And I think they're calling this stuff now the cuddle season. This crap, I just cannot believe this. This cuddle season now, it gets cold, so everybody just go out and get somebody, whether they like them really or not. They're going to get somebody because nobody wants to be in the bed cold by themselves. Listen, now, that's a bunch of mess. Y'all know that who came up with that? Nothing but the devil. Cuddle season. Just go get somebody during the winter, and then summer you want to be single again. Come on now. That's ridiculous. And 9 times out of 10, you get somebody, you don't really even care about them, and guess what? You knocked up by the time summer comes, and you had no intentions of even staying in that relationship. All because you thought like a man. You better watch that stuff. I'm telling you. 9 months you got to go through, that's going to take you through the rest of your life. All because you decided to think like a man. I'm going to go out and I'm just going to go and find me a penis to lay with. I'm going to find me a vagina. This is what men think. They're like, oh man, I got to go and get that big butt. Oh, that is attracting me over there. You start thinking crazy. That's how men think. I don't think like that. Now, all men don't think like that, praise God. Let me put that out there because I know they're like, oh, Lord, she's bashing us. No, all men do not think like that, but the majority of them do. They think with the small head. Well, the smaller head, instead of that, it's supposed to be the intelligent head. Get you in trouble every time. Okay? Now, listen, in verse 4, it said, instead, it should be that your inner self, the unfading beauty, Now, your spirit man is this unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. Did you hear that? A gentle and quiet spirit is of great worth in God's sight. Not a hell-raising spirit. That's worthless. That's not going to do anything. You know, you're going to raise hell till you get your way. And even that runs out sooner or later. And you guess what? You find yourself alone and in the cold, and it's cold season. Oh, my goodness. And listen, we have got to stop thinking with what's between our legs, whether you male or female, if it's hanging or it's split. Stop thinking with it, yeah? You heard me. Stop thinking with it. By all means, guess what? They both have certain values. They truly do. But they are not the most valuable asset that you have. Good gracious. If that's the only thing you have to offer, let me tell you, if nobody else tell you, listen closely. You don't amount to nothing. All right, you guys, let's get ready and take a quick break. And when I come back, we're going to talk a little bit more, and I'm ready for some questions and some conversation. How about you? Let's do it. Bye-bye. On the air, she in there coughing, talking.
Peace in times, trust in God, joy. Trust in God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and the song that was just playing is Trust God by Tamika Scotton. That was beautiful, wasn't it? I enjoyed it. I hope you did, too. Now, before we get back into this conversation and you guys can press 1 to interact with me, I have a couple of announcements I would like to say. If you have not, by chance, gotten Close Your Legs, my first book, which is for purchase for $15, and it's available through me right now only. So you have to email me or contact me to let me know that you want it. I take cards, and I'm able to ship them out to you. Or you can get the ebook version, which is on Amazon. Now, to reach me, you would reach me at rachelmiller518@yahoo.com or Twitter or Instagram, closeyourleg08. That's closeyourleg08. Okay, and I will be getting ready to release a new book soon. I'm working on too. So it's The Freaks Come Out at Night and Expressions, The Soul Speaks. So I thank all you that have loved me over the last year here and supported me. I appreciate your continuous support. And don't forget to come out when Crystal puts on her productions of Meet the Authors. Fantastic time, people, at Cat's Cafe downtown. Fantastic time. And there also will be a up-and-coming event there on December 26th, and that will be cocktails and conversation. Now, it's the Christmas holiday, and, you know, grown folks want to get out, and it's hard sometimes for us who are safe to just found a nice, quiet place or a nice, safe place to go to. Cats is that place right downtown on Piedmont. So look it up, and please come and join us and listen out for that. So let's get back into this conversation. Again, I'm Rachel Miller. I'm your host for Straight Talk, and tonight we're talking about Think Like a Man, I Think Not. Let's do it. Listen, I don't have to think like a man to be a better woman. I don't know about you. I want to be a better woman. I don't want to be a better woman who thinks like a man. I want to be a better woman who thinks like a woman who behaves like a godly woman because the Spirit of God lives in me. So that's what I'm aspiring for. Now, thinking like a man, it only makes for trouble in my book. I can't see it any other way. I know everybody enjoyed that book, those that got it and read Steve Harvey's book. They raved and raved about it, and I see women actually trying to put what's in the book, these 90-day things and all this stuff, into play. Well, get out of here. 90 days, you trying to figure out how many days you should hold your cookie? You're just going to forget that. You know you're not saved, because nowhere in the Bible tells you to get on a 90-day plan with this man. Nowhere. So all of these things I just do not adhere to. I don't believe them, so I can't be thinking like a man. Now, what you're trying to tell me is if you think like a man, then I've got to now, with all these other hats I'm wearing, now I need to get into the game plan. Child, I don't have time to play no games. I don't know about you ladies and gentlemen, but I just do not have time for playing no games. When I was younger, I played the games. I tried to keep up with what was going on, but I don't have time for all that. You either going to be a man and you're going to be a real man that handles your business, or you're going to be a joker and you're going to get left behind, because I just don't have time for joker. And it's just the way I see it. So we have got to set some standards of what we're going to deal with and what we're not going to deal with, what we're going to adapt to and what we're not going to adapt to. Okay? Just think. It says, I thought about this. I was listening to Beyonce, If I Were a Boy. And she says, if I were a boy, she said, I'll chase after girls, kick it with whoever she wanted. Now she a guy, and let the women take up for her, him rather. Men, take you for granted. This is what she's saying. I would take her for granted. Well, actually, she said she wouldn't take you for her for granted because she knows how it hurts. But if I were a boy, I would turn off my phone, tell everyone it's broken, so they would think that I was sleeping alone. Games. Do you hear this? If this is a guy and this is the way he thinks, he is about game. And as my girlfriend, Crystal Chanel, always say, foolery. Just foolery, child. I mean, ain't nobody got time for that. I love it. We do not have time for foolery, especially when you get to be a certain age. Okay, when you're in your 20s, you might want to play these games. It might be exciting to you. But when you become a woman, you put down them childish things, honey. You want a real man, you want a real relationship, and you ain't got time to be sitting up here calling the brother. He's talking about the phone broke. Child, please. Ain't nobody got time for that. So anyway, my whole thing is, if we begin, women, think about this. If the society and the women change and all begin to think like a man, what is the point? That's what I need to know. Can somebody hit one and tell me what is the point of us thinking like a man? What is the point of us adapting their ways and their ideas to a point of we're going to use it in this relationship game? That's what I need to know. Think like a man. I mean, think about it. There would not be enough compassion. We already are starting to live in a compassionate-less world. Everybody is just concerned about themselves. People are becoming so hateful. And, I mean, it's just, come on, Lord. Something's got to happen here. I'm just not understanding it. And then furthermore, I thought about this today. To want to think and do things like a man, to me, it demonstrates to our Creator that He made a mistake, making us women. Who want to be the one to tell God, you made a mistake, I'm making me a woman because I want to think like a man? I don't think so, at least not me anyway. I don't want to be that one to go to my dad and say something like that. And in Jeremiah 18:6, it talks about the potter with the clay. And it says, can I not do with you as this potter does, declares the Lord, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand. So what he's saying is, if I made you a woman, that's who I made you. Be a woman. If I made you a man, I knew what I was doing. Be a man. Think like a man. Don't be a man and think like a woman. And don't be a woman who thinks like a man. Be who I called you to be. I'm the Creator. I designed you. Think about that. Now listen to this before we start interacting. As a matter of fact, don't forget, if you have a question, you can cut me off at any time. Hit one and make a comment. I would like to hear your comments, especially if there's any men listening. I would love to hear your comments or either a question. Maybe you don't have a question. You just want to make a statement. Come on, let's do it while I keep talking. Men and women are indeed wired fundamentally different ways. Do y'all hear this? I mean, this is just the way, this is how we're made up. The female brain, guess what? They are connected across left and right hemispheres. Left and right. And the male brains are typically stronger, but between the front and back region. This is how they do their thinking and how they process stuff. We're left to right across, and men front to back regions of their brain. And men, they tend to perform tasks on the left side. Now, they're thinking, ain't that something? They're thinking they're stronger between the front and back, but they perform tasks on the left side. And know why? Because that's their logical and rational side of their brain. Now, women, we use both sides of our brain. Know why? That we decide, now we didn't decide, this is the way God made it, but we use both sides of our brain because we have a larger corpus callosum, which means women can transfer more data between the right and the left hemispheres faster than men. Now, women, our brain is 8% smaller than men's brain, but have more interconnections. Now, women, we perform better at the bigger picture and situational thinking. I know y'all can see that. We get the bigger picture faster. And situational thinking, well, we got a situation, we got to think it out real quick. We can do that much faster than most men. Now, men, they do better in problem solving and pattern prediction, which involves their spatial relationships. Ain't that something? Men, they do better performing a single task. Women, we're better multitaskers at social things and interactions. So we're better multitasking. And then men, they are better with more abstract and task-oriented things. Women, we're better with social thinking and interacting with people. Now, I know y'all can see that because I truly can. But you have to think about that. Why is it that we should think like a man? I mean, because here, this whole thing right here sums up to this emotion. Emotions are very important, and they play a very important part of our lives. In our day-to-day living, emotions are right out there. Women typically, we're more in touch and we're more expressive with our emotions. Men, empathetic, and they are comprehensive in their thinking. Men focus on the exact issues and disregard the impertinent information, which makes us mad, of course. Men have difficult time understanding emotion, not explicitly verbalized. You got to really break your emotion down. It got to be verbalized for them to know what's really going on sometime with you. And that, again, makes us mad. But guess what? Men can think more logically because they don't get it all up into all them emotions. Can you see that we need this? We need to have our difference of character, our difference, the way that we're built up, our different opinions, our different thoughts. It helps balance out things. It's a balance. God knew exactly what he was doing. Women, we have more wholesome views of thinking and understanding. But guess what? We let our emotions sometimes influence our decisions, and that causes a problem. So that's for... especially if you're married. Therefore, that's a lot of times when your husband will say, baby, you need to step back. You're getting too emotional with that. I got this. Let me handle this. He's thinking logically. You're thinking emotionally. Your boyfriend is thinking illogically. You're thinking emotionally. You're trying to figure out why he's not upset because you're so upset. This thing has really touched you. And he's trying to figure out, I don't know why you're so upset. We can fix this. We can work this out. This is just the way things are. We are different people. We think differently for a reason. God knows what he's doing, and God knew exactly what he was doing. Exactly what he was doing. So let's open up this floor and conversate. Can somebody please press 1? And give us a comment or what you thought thus far, or how do you feel about thinking like a man? And is it something that you think is best for you to do when dealing with the opposite sex? That, I think those are some good pointers. If you could, you have an opinion about either one of those, that would be really, really great. Like I said, it's very simple. All you have to do is press 1. And ask your question. Of course, you can text too, but I prefer that we talk on the air together. Do anybody have a question? Okay, let me just keep on talking while I'm waiting on you guys to come up with your question. You should have been listening, and you should have a question by now. You have to think about how you're going to deal in relationship with the opposite sex. If you're, first of all, if you're married, praise God, you're not worried about dealing with other men outside of your marriage. You're basically concerned about your husband and how to communicate and to get your point across in that relationship. And you don't have to think like a man to do that. All you got to do is be able to get your point across, be able to communicate. So really communication is key. We just need to learn how to be able to communicate so that our spouse or our significant other understands what's going on with us. You understand what is going on? And I think that has a lot to do with it. A lot of times people in their relationships, they like to shut down when they're angry. And that's the last thing that you need to do is shut down. And you need to start be aware. I think that it's very important to be aware in your relationship. When you're dating someone, you should actually take note to what triggers them. Signs of I'm ignoring you, I'm not listening to you, I have shut you down. Signs of baby, I hear you. Let's just, you know, rest on that a minute and then come back to that later. You have to know what works best for you in your relationship, because one thing in a book may not work for everybody across the board. I mean, it's just that simple. I'm not understanding. All you have to do, I'm getting texts. People are saying that they're trying to hit the one, press one, and it's not letting them come in. So just try to hit one. It's not one pound. It's just the one, and it should cue you in. We're not having a problem, are we? Okay. So I think that if we all can just concentrate on thinking the way God has laid it out for us, I think that we will do much better as women and men. You know, a lot of times I've been married before and I find out that my husband used to say, well, I'm not a mind reader. I don't know what you're saying. I didn't know that's what you meant. You should have explained that to me. You should have just told me exactly what it was you want. And I'm like, well, I thought I did 5 times. What part of I don't like it when I cook dinner and you stay in there watching TV that you didn't understand? So, you know, a lot of times they try to say, well, I don't get it. I just don't know. But men, we need you to communicate more too. I don't know about you guys, but that was my opinion. We need men to communicate how they feel when they just need a minute. I think that would be helpful. I mean, instead of just shutting down, you know, because when you shut down on women, the way, because we're dealing so much out of our emotions, sometimes we don't react right. Women, wherever you are, is that accurate enough to say sometimes we do not respond properly? And you have men that do it too, but more, I think that's more inside on the women's side, that we don't react right, and we need to learn how to react right. And I think the worst thing you can do in a relationship is try to tit for tat. Oh my God, that is just the worst thing ever. Your man does something, so you gonna go and tit for tat. You gonna go do something, try to get him back, or you gonna do one up. Then he goes do something, do something else, and it's like ridiculous. And what makes you think one affair deserves another affair, and another affair is going to just settle it for the both of you? It's not. It's destroying you. So you have to think about the result of your actions. Well, I don't guess that our caller can get through. Okay, caller, you're on the air with Rachel. Hello, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful. Who am I talking to?
My name is Amisha.
Hi, darling. How are you, Amisha?
I'm doing wonderful.
What's your question or your comment?
I just wanted to say something in regards to when you were saying, why do women feel like they should have to think like a man?
Okay, please.
And I have, you know, I ask myself that all the time because I'm the type of person that I love being feminine. I love the fact that we are made to be soft. We are made to be, you know, we're strong, but we're soft and, you know, and we were just made to be just, you know, beautiful. You
right.
know, our nature and our chemical makeup is supposed to be based on beauty because we were created to complement.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought about some things even when I listened to Steve Harvey and some of the stuff he's saying. I think that his concept was cool, but it wasn't executed correctly. Because when you mean think like a man, you mean just understand where a man is coming from and why he does the things he does so that you will have a heads up on what not to deal with, or you know exactly where it's going so you can walk away. And what happens is women, instead of just saying think like a man, they start taking on the actions of men. And to me, that's a problem that I see all the time. And women, and I hear women say all the time, oh, it's a double standard. If a man sleeps with a whole bunch of women, he's the king. He's the best. When a woman does it, she's a slutter or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, why would you want to sleep with a whole bunch of people anyway? And it's not to me. And then a lot of women just, you know, a lot of things that men do, I necessarily, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't want to do. Like even with sports, I know nothing about sports. I don't want to sit around all day with beer and wings and, you know, yell at the screen, you know, things like that. It's something that I don't down, but it's just something that I wouldn't do. And I see a lot of women, when they talk about act like a man and think like a man, to defuse themselves from situation, it goes into male bashing.
Right.
I think like a man because men are this or men are that. It's like, no, you shouldn't think like a man because God made you a woman.
Exactly.
You know, and I just, you know, I think about that a lot of times. And a lot of times when women start taking on, you know, when they get in relationships with men, say women don't submit as much, it's because someone like me who's been single for a long time and used to just holding their own, you know what I'm saying, when we get into a relationship, you know, that's something that we're used to doing. Now,
right.
The thing is, of course, when God sends you a man and you know your role as a woman, you know to go into that mode. But some men have to do what they supposed to do. And
right.
So women take on this. If I have to, if I'm in a relationship with you and I still have to do things that men have to do, then why should I submit to you? Why should I let you lead if I have to be a leader and you still laying in my bed? We might as well be lesbians. You know, you might as well be a female too, because you know what I'm saying.
You sit here
in my bed, but when I the one who get up in the morning, cooking, taking out the trash, you know, and things like that. And I know some women put up with that because they lonely and things like that. I put up with stuff because I was lonely. But when I turn around and look at it, it's like I might as well get a chick that need to get her nails done and stuff because men act like they don't want to get their nails. They don't want to be dirty no more. Like some of the guys, like I'm attracted to manly men. Like I like that dirty smell when you come in the house, you know what I'm saying, and stuff
in
like that.
In other words,
men,
you like
these
to know
days,
brother was at work.
Yeah, like you. Some of these dudes come in the house. I just got off work. They be so decked out in fresh J's and stuff. I'm like, where you work at? You know, and I think it's just gender role trade. Period. Men acting more like females. Females acting more like men. And I'm just acting like myself.
Okay.
I don't understand that.
Right. Right. So you are with me. God made you a woman, and you're going to act like a woman, and you're going to think like a woman, right?
Yes, and it's hard because it is hard sometimes because I don't know about you, but I'm a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And women, even in the workforce, women have it so hard because we're dealing with things like, you know, sexual harassment and, you know, discrimination because we are women. And we have to be a beast in order to keep from getting chewed up. You know. So sometimes we have to be that tough, that standoffish, that kind of person just so that we can protect ourselves and even women who are not business owners. We have to be beasts to protect our heart because men are actors. Some men are actors. They should be getting Academy Awards because they will fake a relationship with you like you the best thing smoking. You know what I'm saying? And then you turn around and you realize that this man has two other families. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my Lord. That's so true.
And I just think about that. There's a lot of reasons why women are trying to think like men and take on this role because, number one, they're hurt and they're trying to get instead of moving on and detoxing, they're trying to wrap their mind around why men do what they do, and it's not their job to figure out why they do what they do. It's your job to heal and keep moving and let them keep doing what they're doing and let God do that.
Right. So that's it in a nutshell. We're supposed to just worry about how we're supposed to act. We each are responsible for ourselves, even to get to heaven. You can't make somebody do good to get to heaven. They got to see God for themselves just like you have to see him for yourself. So that is a great statement because just worry about your role, what you're supposed to do. And if you do that and you line it up with the word, things gonna work out. I mean, you may have to go through some rough patches and, you know, you even had to probably kiss some frogs and sleep with some dogs, but that's okay. You don't have to keep wallowing down in the mud.
Exactly. And another thing and another trend that I realized when you were talking and you were talking about double standards, you were talking about how women, you know, take on certain characteristics and stuff. And it's like I tell some of my, you know, I have people, you know, teenage girls that I mentor. Sometimes I talk to my sisters about relationships. I tell them, when you get out of relationship, and this is one of the traits that men do that I just hate to see women do. They try to use another man to get over the last man. And I tell myself all the time, when you get in a relationship and you broken up, this is detox time. That means you need to detox your mind, your body, your spirit from this past situation. Because, energy transference is real. And soul transference is real, too. And God spoke that in the Bible as well. You have to be careful who you touch, who you pray for, because the things that they are dealing with, down to demons, issues, whatever it is, can jump into your world. So you dealing with this situation. Mm-hmm. You want God to give you something better, something new. That's why you find yourself, women find themselves going in the same circle of men
because they're not detoxing.
They're not detoxing. That's it. They're just jumping. The lesson's not learned. By the time they get it, they go with 6-7 kids. Men looking at them like they washed up. You know what I'm saying?
And
now you in there asking God to send you a husband when all you had to do was stop and detox and your husband was
around.
You know, that's just things that I see on a daily basis. And that's true.
Alicia, I don't mean to cut you off, baby, but we have 5 minutes left, and there's another caller in the queue, so I don't want to not let them get their question in. I appreciate you.
Okay.
You guys heard what Alicia said. That is so true. Detox, honey, stop going through all this stuff. Caller, if you're on the line, go ahead and let's see, can we get you in here? Caller? Okay, I don't know. If you're there and you're trying to hit the one, please go ahead. I'm sorry. Amisha and I was really getting into this conversation here for you guys. I did have someone send a question over, which was a very good question. Let me tell you what it was. It says, we have to learn each other love language, and that is a very good coming. We must learn each other's love language. We all have different love languages. Once you understand your partner's love language, it will help you in the communication process. Amen. Okay, did the caller, were you able to get through? I don't know. But we're, I have enjoyed you guys. I know that we will.
Hello, hello.
Okay, hey, come on in. Who am I talking to?
Prophetess D.
Hey, Prophetess D, come on with your question. What you got for me tonight or your comment?
I have enjoyed your show, and I have enjoyed the previous caller's information. She was right on point with a lot of things. And my thing is, if I'm trying to think like a man and think like myself, I'm confused. I lose my identity. I don't know which way I'm supposed to be. You know what I mean? So I think if the man and the woman both think like Christ, and we think according to the way God teaches us to think in His Word, then everything else will work itself out. And I know that you also keyed in on communication is the key. There has to be an open communication. Yes, sometimes men do things and we don't understand it, but if we talk to them and they begin to talk back, we can get an understanding and we can move forward. And then, like you were saying earlier, you know, with these emotions that women have, we get so bent out of shape over things that men consider to be just simple things.
Right.
But they don't understand that what might be simple to them is not simple to us. So it's all a part of getting to know one another and keeping the lines of communications open and not be confused. Why should I try to think like a man? God didn't make me a man. He made me a woman. He made me in His image. And that's why the world is just so confused. Everybody's
exactly
trying to think like everybody else.
Right.
Be who God made you to be and who God called you to be.
Yes, yes. I love it. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us on tonight. I hate that we're running out of time, Carlos. It's just getting real juicy, isn't it? So we might have to pick this up on into a add-on, a part two or something, because I'm loving it. But listen, I wanted to tell you, I'm working on the Freaks Come Out at Night and Expressions, and I actually have a GoFundMe page for the last two the monies I need. So if you want to donate into the ministry, please go to GoFundMe.com/RachelTFCOAN. That's Rachel, the Freaks Come Out at Night. And I would appreciate it. I love you much, and I know that God is pleased with what has gone forth on tonight. You know, we have to really start opening our mouths and communicating to our loved ones, our children, our daughters, our nieces, and our friends, because it will help us understand how to deal with these relationships. You know, nowadays nobody want to talk to one another. Everybody want to come up with their own plan they done came up with and trying to work something, or either trying to work some voodoo magic. Child, that stuff ain't going to work. Put it down, trust God, get in the Word, understand who you were created to be, and you have so much love to give, so much love to give. And just you sharing, especially the ladies that shared on tonight, just sharing that information, that's the love that God wants us to begin to send out in these airways so people can get it. I mean, come on out of the confusion. You know, just worry about you, how you should think, how you should live, who God created you to be. All right, now, we're about ready to get on up out of here. I love you guys. You know we meet every other Monday on Straight Talk on the Crystal Chanel Show at 7 p.m. I will be posting the information for the next show. And if you have any ideas or a topic that you would like to talk to, please feel free to email or Facebook us. You can look me up on Facebook, Rachel Miller Atlanta. The Crystal Chanel Show, she's on Facebook. And let's get it out here, because it's time to start talking. The devil wants to shut our mouth, but we're not going to do it. And it's my time. Until the next time we meet again, please be safe. I think we might meet before Christmas, but just in case, I love you guys. And God loves you too, and I just want you to know that. Please have a safe holiday. Good night, everybody. I give you the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'll be the sacrifice, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, God. You're so worthy, Lord. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. Yes, you are, God. You're so worthy, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we offer up our bodies, God, our mind and our spirit to you on tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, God. Bless your name. Bless your name. Yes, Lord. hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 I love you, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.